listeners, as we have the final evening game for our regional tournament. We will take a look at the playing thus far today. Alignagik defeated Kalignik at 10 o'clock. Togiak defeated Manicotic to play this game that we are playing now. Sandpoint and Togiak will start in about 2.5 minutes. Alignagik defeated King Cove to advance to play against Bristol Bay. The winner between Sandpoint and Togiak will play Nustu at 11:30 tomorrow morning. Bristol Bay was defeated by Port Allsworth 59-36. Port Allsworth advances to play against New Haven tomorrow evening. New Haven defeated again New Stuyahawk. So tomorrow's games, we have Bristol Bay taking on the Lignagik in the morning. New Haven takes on Port Allsworth, and at 6 o'clock, the winner of Alignagik and Bristol Bay will play the winner between New Stuyahawk and the winner of this game. That was a mouthful. So even have one game on Saturday morning to find out who actually is advancing to state tournament. Okay. Looking at the lineups for Togiak, they have a full team as well as Sandpoint. Sandpoint will be in white this evening. Togiak is again in blue. Togiak brings Landon into the tournament along with Chris, Tylen, Andrew, Pank, Critch, Arnie, Blue, Greenlay, and Doc. Those are the players from Togiak. For Sandpoint, they bring up Smith, Griffith, Miranda, Gunderson, March, Ashton, Jackson, Tripp, Crone, and Fania. The captains and coaches are at the center line over there in front of the scorekeepers. We'll move again this out of the way. Again, looking at the standings, New Haven plays Port Allsworth in the winner's bracket tomorrow evening. Bristol Bay takes on Alignagik at 10 a.m. The winner will face New Stuyahawk tomorrow at 11:30 a.m. Our premier game this evening has Sandpoint taking on Togiak. And the coach from King Cove, I think his hobby is announcing boxing matches because he has done a nice job of that. My jacket. Okay. So they're announcing Togiak right now. We've got 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 players for Togiak. At least I might have to have a second sheet. Because, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yeah, they got a whole lot more than 10 over there for Togiak, so we're going to be in a world of hurt if this game puts in a lot of substitutes. The Eagles from Sandpoint have a pretty good squad, too. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. Got just enough room. I think maybe I needed... Didn't I look around for a second half of that Togiak? Well, like I say, we're going to be hurting, I think, if Togiak puts in a lot of players that it don't have on the in the score sheet here. nice, large school over there in Togiak. I can remember back in the day when we had that many, enough for a good varsity squad and then a good junior varsity squad, and that's exactly what Togiak has come brought over here. A couple of plane loads. You would actually have to have two Navajos to transport all of the ball players and coaching staff. So again, Sandpoint will be in white, and Togiak is in blue. Fine round of applause by all of the players from the crowd here at our regional tournament. I don't know if one or two go to the state tournament, but it is no no surprise, I should say, that number one New Haven has advanced to play number two Port Allsworth. What is a surprise has been Sandpoint and King Cove. They have they struggled. King Cove struggled against Alignagik. They will be on the bleachers watching the remainder of the game. We'll see how Sandpoint fares. Togiak lost against Port Allsworth as they advanced against Alignagik. That's a surprise right there, as Alignagik lost the first game, won against Kilignik, and defeated King Cove after playing their second game of the day. So Gunderson goes up against Andrew, and it is in favor of Sandpoint. Gunderson down low to March, up off the glass on that right side. And March puts in two for Sandpoint. Miranda trying to get an intercept, but tips it out. It will go to Togiak. Into the corner, we have Togiak playing. Up to Landon. Landon advances it down the right side, gets Gunderson to take a leap, and Gunderson cannot be playing frivolously with his fouls. Previous game, we had two gentlemen foul out, and both of them had to play a whole half with four personal fouls. On the right side, a shot off the front of the rim. Rebound is in the hands of Miranda. Miranda going to go into the lane, jump stop, can't get the ball to fall. We had 32. Is that 32? I don't have a 32 on my book for Togiak. I should, though. Ball is off the rim into the hands of Sandpoint. I got to have a 32 somewhere. I know. And he gets the rebound. Andrew bringing it down left side to Kylan. Into the middle to Chris. Chris is shot a little short of everything. Miranda up to Gunderson. Gunderson advancing it up against Landon. Landon wins the battle on that one, but can't keep it from going out of bounds. Gunderson advancing it hard. We have March in there. Miranda, Gunderson. March is down underneath on this right low post. Back out to Smith. Smith with a shot, Miranda with a putback, and have a foul on number 32. Just don't know who that is. I thought we had Togiak all set up. We will have to look in the scorebook at halftime, who these gentlemen all are. Probably a full page as Miranda hits the front of a two shot. It is 3-0 in favor of Sandpoint. Second shot by Miranda goes in as well. And Andrew will bring the ball down for Togiak. Quickly to Chris on the left side. Chris going up to the center line. Andrew doing really fast moving, jumping in the air attempt. Up and in for Griffith of Sandpoint, and it's 6-0. Landon right into the hands of Mark. Gunderson controls it. Gunderson coming out right side, finds a lane, and Andrew tips it out. Andrew might have an inch on Gunderson, but I know Andrew's got some good leaping ability. March underneath is Gunderson. He was wide open. He's open on the left corner now, in and out. March with the rebound. Miranda over to the right side to Smith. He's going to take a three and in. 3 points, and it's an 8-0 ball game in favor of Sandpoint. Landon advances it to the free throw line, left side. Three is off the mark for Kylan. We have Chris Andrew, fadeaway jumper from 8 foot out on the right side. And they finally get on the board with Andrew scoring two. It's 9-2. Miranda losing control of it. Smith, top of the circle, gives it to Gunderson. Miranda, free throw line. March out to Miranda for a long two. Not there. Over the top of the backboard. Landon advances it past the center line. Andrew up high, back down into Andrew, out. And that's Kylan with a shot from three-point land. Miranda quickly out to Griffith. Griffith into the middle. The better shot, not there. Rebound controlled by March. Gunderson is underneath. Easy shot there for Gunderson on the right side. About 6 inches from the rim. Landon having a lot of troubles. Finally, they're going to give one on March. Substitutions. Hope we have him in the ballgame. Pink for Togiak going to come in. 32 going to sit down. First personal foul on the young man. He played a lot here the other night. I'm surprised they don't have him on one of my papers. I know I had two papers for Togiak because they got a long bench. Landon almost loses it. Landon to the baseline. Locking foul on number 23 from Sandpoint. That is Tripp. His first personal foul of the game. Andrew gets it tipped by Tripp, and the Togiak Huskies continue to control it. Andrew, right side, Tripp. Miranda has it now. Griffith lets Miranda keep it. Gunderson. Gunderson out between the circles. Miranda left side near the sideline. Miranda right down the middle, up off the glass. Miranda has 4 points. The Eagles from Sandpoint are opening up the offense. Andrew, low post, left side, fadeaway jumper, not there. Tripp has it. Miranda up to Gunderson. We had Griffith down there wide open, but just not enough. Miranda down the right side. Oh, a nice move for Miranda. Not there. And Tripp can't handle the ball as he tries to put it back up. Landon comes out with it for Kogiak. Landon getting pushed around a little bit, but no foul called. Chris into the center of the lane, puts up a 10-foot, 12-foot shot, and it's 4-13 in favor of Sandpoint. Gunderson jump stop, puts up a 8-foot, not there. Landon with the rebound. Landon is out quickly, stops at half court, gets it over to Chris, into the corner to Kylan. Kylan going to take a three, nothing there. Smith with an easy defensive rebound. Gunderson slowing it down now for Sandpoint. Gets a little bit of a pick. Pick and roll by Tripp. Back to Gunderson. He handles it. 15-foot jumper is not there. Griffith controls it. Chris has it. Chris gets it tipped. Nice move by the Huskies. That is Pank out there. Got the long pass, but just couldn't take it to the bucket. Miranda takes a three from the top off the front of the rim. Rebound by Pank up to Kylan. Kylan's a little bit of difficulties in the corner. Finally gets over to Landon. Landon's going to take a three from the right side off the heel of the rim. Miranda is going to give Griffith a long pass. Griffith just about loses it. Trip up to Miranda. Miranda, he's going to throw a snappy pass here one of these days. Tripp has it at the high post back to Gunderson. Free throw lane has a couple of guys going in the air. Keeps the dribble alive. Miranda left side advances it down the left side with a right-handed layup. Not there. March going to come back in, and so does Trick. Sitting down for Togiak is Kylan. Landon is met with a lot of defense at the center line. Landon really doing some nice dribbling to keep that ball alive. Chris has it. Left side cross court pass to Chris. Chris controls it. Chris has it. Right side high post out on the wing to Chris. And Smith is doing a lot of work out there for Sandpoint right now. The winner advances, and the loser watches the remainder of the tournament from the stands. Travel by Pank. He did that a couple of times yesterday. Griffith will inbound it. Miranda has control. Miranda advancing on the left side. Griffith with a running jumper. It hits the end line. Right at the buzzer, someone just kind of like tipped it up toward the basket, and it goes in. I can't really say I saw who did that. It was kind of an odd one. Huh? 24 did that. March. Three by Smith in that first quarter. Two by Griffith. Miranda with 4 points, doing a lot of ball handling. Gunderson used to do the ball handling, but Miranda's doing it now. Gunderson with 2 points. March with that bucket at the buzzer has 4. For Togiak, Chris and Andrew both have 2 points. So the home team in white is Sandpoint. They have 15. Visiting Togiak in blue has 4. That was a remarkable 2 points. The ball hit the floor, and March just kind of like tapped it up from about his waist, or maybe even a little bit lower than that. And it was a nice shot. Referee says, we go play ball, better get over here. And the Togiak speeds it up. Andrew has the ball from Landon. Nice pass back to Landon. Andrew, a cross-court pass to Chris. He just looked at a three, decided against it. Kylan has it now for Togiak up between the circles. Right side to Chris. Baseline. Puts up a shot. March with the rebound. Looks around. Smith will up. Advance it to Miranda off the glass. Is Ashton. Ashton trying to help someone up off the floor. Ashton had to take a large step over that gentleman that was on the floor. If Ashton falls on anyone, it's going to be a little bit of a pain. Ashton is of large size. 32 has it, across court pass to Kylan. Kylan with a three-pointer off the glass. Rebound is on the floor. Langdon has it. Fadeaway jumper. And into the ball game. Oh, Griffith could have stopped. We have number 30. Crone is in there for Sandpoint. We have Crone, March, Ashton, Griffith. Crone comes out. Tripp comes back in. And Smith. Potogac. Andrew is out there. Langdon, Chris, number 32, who will get into the books here shortly. And number 23, Kylan. Landon has it right side. Coming back over here to the left side. Looking for a bounce pass into the middle. Not there. Andrew gets it into the middle. Fadeaway jumper, 8 foot out. Not there. Tripp with a rebound for Sandpoint. Sandpoint Eagles ahead 15-4 at the 6:15 mark. Ashton shot off the left side. Not there. Smith with the putback up and in. 5 points by Smith. 4-17 in favor of Sandpoint. Landon with a nice jumper, 8 foot out on the baseline from the left side. His first 2 points of the game. Smith, Griffith with a three off the heel. Smith is there for the rebound and putback. A nice offensive rebound there by Smith of Sandpoint. Chris gives it up to Landon. Lock. White, single zero. Smith has a personal foul assessed to him, and they actually got six personal fouls up on the board, and that is five. I was corrected by my statistician. Gunderson is back in. Long pass cross court to Kylan. Kylan on the right wing, into the middle. Ball can't be handled by the pass. Gunderson quickly out there. Can't get it to fall on that right side. Rebound and held by Pank. Up to 32. Andrew, right side. Give and go down the right side. And we will give 32 his own little space. 2 points. Miranda has it. Stripped out of his hand. Up to March. And a timeout is called. March and the crew over to the bench. Into the game will come Crone as we start after the timeout. 8-19 at the 4:46 mark of the second quarter. 8-19 in favor of the Sandpoint Eagles. You're listening to regional tournament action on your favorite local radio station. Both teams back out onto the court. Gunderson will be inbounding it. It's a one 3 zone defense, it looks like, by Togiak. Gunderson gets the pass back from Miranda. March with a rebound. March going to take it out. Going to give it a shot. Griffith to Miranda. Trying to get it to March. We had Andrew rolling right over March. No foul called there. They must have changed some rules over the offseason, because normally that wrestling move would be indicated by a foul. Andrew gets the ball for Togiak. Andrew trying to get it up to Kylan in the corner, and if Kylan was 10 feet tall, he still would have been short for that pass. It was so high by Andrew. Griffith, right wing, puts up a long three. Andrew bumping Gunderson defense around a little bit. Chris has it. 32 into the corner to Kylan. The give and go not there. Andrew can't get it to 32. 15 picks it up. That is Tank. Andrew's second attempt won't go. Griffith is down there, and he travels with the ball. The only shot he makes is after he travels with the ball. Griffith has two. I must rephrase that. Griffith's doing a lot of running, and you get those passes that go all the way to the end of the court, and you can throw your arm out real quick. Chris has it. Landon in the corner up to the wing with a long two-point shot there. Landon has 4 points, and it's 10-19. Crone controls it for 10 points. Griffith, Miranda, March back out to Griffith. Miranda has it, trying to get across, stripped from his hand. And the first attempt can't go. Andrew is there for the putback, and Miranda fouls him in the act of shooting. So Andrew, with 4 points, looking for his fifth. And the lead is cut to 9. 10-19 at the 3:05 mark here in the second quarter. Andrew is at the line. Smith comes in, Crone sits down, giving the gentleman a little bit of a breather here in the second quarter. It's 10-19 in favor of Sam Point. Andrew is at the line looking for a three-point play. It's off the mark. He gets one more opportunity as March encroached on Chris's space on the line, so it's a lane violation. Shot is still off the right side. Hank has it. We have a foul. 5-2, that's on Miranda, main ball handler this game. It looks like two personal fouls for Miranda. Hank is at the free throw line. Hank hits the first one. It's a one-and-one situation. In the game, we have unknown. Number 5, that is Jackson. Second shot was off the mark. Miranda gets a little bit of a pick. Ball is stuffed. Jackson has it. March has it out. Into the corner is Miranda. Smith with the offensive rebound. Jackson handles it, but Smith is going to the line for two. Is that on Chris? 17 fouls as Smith is at the line for King Cove and two. They had that trouble last night, stepping on the line way too many times. Trip is in. Miranda sits down. Looks like maybe Griffith and Jackson might be doing some of the guard duties now for Sandpoint. Ball is off the mark. Andrew with the rebound. Chris with the outlet. Smith catches up with him. Andrew back to Chris now, right side into the lane. And a shot on the floor. Andrew controls it. Potogiak, right side. Landon puts up a three. I was going to say short, but it bounced off and in for Landon. And he's got 7 points. And it's now only a four-point lead by King Cove. Trip. Griffith shot off the mark. Rebound by Jackson, just not there. And we're going to have a foul on Griffith now. And Landon is at the free throw line for a 1-1. Fast moving Kogiak Huskies have outplayed King Cove. Make that Sandpoint. Thus far, Togiak played a game earlier at 11:30, defeating Manicotic. So this is the second game. We'll see how it goes down the stretch for Togiak. Ball is off the side of the rim. Ball is on the floor. Smith has it and tied up by Andrew. It will be Togiak make that Sandpoint ball. Gunderson goes up against Andrew. Andrew lays off and plays some defense. Gunderson trying to get it. I don't know if it was on 22 or 23. Both of them up there. 22 has the foul assist. That's Chris. March inbounding to Smith in the left corner. Smith is getting some personal fouls on Togiak, but it's on the floor. March will inbound it. Smith has it out to Gunderson. Gunderson slowing it down, giving it to Tripp. Not the best. And we have Kylan going to the floor and Kylan going to the line. Gunderson. Double zero has three personal fouls. That is Smith for Sandpoint. In the game for Sandpoint, we have Griffith, Gunderson, Smith, Crone is in there now as well, and March for Togiak at the line. Kylan, I believe, is at the line. He hits the first of the two. Kylan is there, along with Andrew and Chris. Landon is out there playing free safety, and number 32. Second shot is good for Kylan. He's got two, and it is now a one-point ball game, whereas before it was at least a 12. Miranda can't get the shot. Looks like maybe Togiak can take the lead. High, hard off the backboard, and Crone comes down with it. 18-19 in favor of Sandpoint, and he turns it over as he comes to a stop. He's got to slow down before he stops with that dribble. Landon into Chris, back to Landon. Landon lobs it over to Chris, left side. Andrew looking at the low post, going to go into the middle, and hits it. And Togiak has taken the lead with that 6 points by Landon. Gunderson left side into the corner for Crone. Back out to Miranda. Crone will take a three. Not there. Landon with the rebound. Everyone wants to stop Landon instead of moving back. Landon splits the seam but can't get the ball up too high. Twenty to 19 at the 45-second mark. Hopefully, Sandpoint is thinking we can go into halftime with an advantage. Miranda into the corner. Griffith. Boy, that was a nice shot by Griffith there. He's got four. It hit the front of the rim as he was fading behind the backboard. Landon doing a lot of dribbling down to the left corner. Low post, number 32, travels 3 seconds, actually. 21 to 20 in favor of Sam Point, and they've got 10 seconds on the clock. Crone, Miranda into the corner. They've got six. March keeps the ball alive. Crone travels with the ball as he gets going. So give Kogiak an opportunity to, with a three, Landon, two dribbles, gets it off. Not there. So at the end of the first half, we have Kogiak trailing by a score of 20 to 21. Sam Point leading by one. We're quickly, we got to get over to the scorebook to find out who number 32 is. Smith with 7 points in that first half for Sam Point. Griffith with four. Miranda scored all of his 4 points in the first quarter of the game. So did Gunderson and March with four. Gunderson with 2 points. For Togiak, they are led by Landon with 7, 6 by Andrew, 2 by Kylan, and 2 by Chris. 9.5 minutes on the clock. We will take a long break of 8 minutes. The halftime score in our final game of this evening has the Sandpoint Eagles leading Togiak Huskies by a score of 21 to 20. We'll be back in 8 minutes with our final half of basketball here at our regional tournament. The halftime score, 21-20, with Sandpoint in lead. We'll take an 8-minute break. Coverage, the boys' squad coming from all areas. We've got King Cove on in this tournament, New Stuyahawk, as well as Kalinganik, Manicotic, Togiak, Alignagik, New Haven, Port Allsworth, Bristol Bay, and Sandpoint. Sandpoint is currently taking on Togiak and has a small lead here at halftime of 20 to 21. Sandpoint leading Togiak. There was at least an 11-point difference earlier in the second quarter. So we have Mr. Kobe, number 32, in the book, and we see who's going to come out for Togiak. Landon is standing along with Andrew. Panka is standing as well. Looks like Kobe's coming in. And the last one is going to be Chris. For Sam Point, we have Griffith, Smith, Gunderson, March, and Miranda. Miranda playing with at least 2 personal fouls. I know there might be a little bit more that are in foul trouble, but as a yet, we don't know. 7:55 as we begin play. 20 to 21. Togiak down by the one. Ball is into Andrew and intercepted by March. March going down through a lot of trouble. Gunderson stops and Chris pushes in on him. So a quick personal foul on Chris. We'll see how many. Trip comes in. Miranda sits down. That is 22 personal fouls on Chris. Long, hard, with nice putback up there by Tripp of Sandpoint for his first 2 points of the ball game. Shot off the mark. Rebound by Tripp. Tripp cannot get that outlet pass to go because he had a lot of Togiak around him. Gunderson, 15-foot shot off the rim. Tripp with a putback up. Quick 4 points by Tripp for Sandpoint. They got a 5-point lead. Landon on the right side doing some fancy. Gunderson with a long court pass to Griffith off the right side. Griffith with 6 points now. And I believe Togiak wants to slow Sandpoint down. Sandpoint can really put on some moves as they get long, full court passing going. That's exactly what they've done in the first minute and 7 seconds of this third quarter to get a seven-point advantage. It was 20-21 in favor of Sandpoint at the half, so six-point run by Sandpoint has given them a little bit of breathing room. I wouldn't say comfortable by any stretch of the imagination. Togek can do just as much. Tripp just about had that steal there. Landon with the shot off the mark. Andrew with the rebound, giving it to Landon right in the middle. Loses control of it. Gunnison coming down with it. Right side. Fadeaway jumper, not going to be there. And Andrew with the personal foul. We'll at least put one down for Andrew. Andrew's got 6 points on the ball game and two personal fouls. Gunderson is at the line for Sandpoint off the front of the rim. Sandpoint, this is their first game of the day, and Togek will have played a game and a half. Gunderson's second shot is good. He's got 3 points on the game. Didn't see that one. But it's a turnover to Sandpoint. The winner will advance at this game to play New Stuyahawk tomorrow morning at 11:30. Miranda's back in. Tripp, Gunderson, Smith in the corner, trying to get back up to Gunderson. And we got a fast break out there by Chris, and it goes off the front of the rim. Gunderson makes that Griffith, loses control. Andrew came from behind. You cannot say that Togiak is a slow team because they are just moving all over the place. Shot by Pank, I believe it is, goes off the side of the rim and off the end line. It will be ball to Sandpoint. 20-28, a 7-point run here. Uncontested run by Sandpoint. Gunderson going to take a three off the back of the rim, make that off the back of the glass. Didn't hit much of a rim at all. A Landon down to Chris, and Chris puts in two for coach over there for Sandpoint. Says, I want this play right here, right now. Stand, look, and observe. I think I missed that last two. We'll give it to Andrew. Both these ball teams just moving it up and down the floor really, really fast. Conditioned team. Gunderson gets it across the center line, slows it down. Gunderson over to Tripp. Tripp to Miranda, right wing, and Miranda travels with it. Landon has it as they begin play. Landon against that sideline, fights through it, down into the low post. In and out, re-put back in by Chris. He's got 4 points, and it's cut to four now. Sandpoint needing to really control. Griffith in the corner, Miranda left wing, loses control. Just speaking of control, and it's into the hands of Togiak, and the ball goes in, and Tripp makes a personal foul. That is number 23, that is Kylan. Kylan's got four, looking for five, cutting the lead to one. That's a quick six-point lead by Sandpoint and a turnaround by Togiak just as fast. Shot rolls around the rim and in. and Kylan has a three-point play and a one-point ball game. Togiak responds with just as many points. Quick shot. And Andrew cannot do that very much more for Togiak, as that is three personal fouls for Andrew. Griffith is at the free throw line. He hits the first. Griffith, good ball handler, and he's trying to get some fast breaks going. There's a second shot by Griffith is good as well. He's got eight, and Landon advances the ball really fast. Ball is kept in play by Chris. Chris going to the left, down into the middle, out to Landon, and he takes his eye off the ball as it hits his hand and out of bounds. Full court pressure now as March inbounds it. March inbounds to Miranda, up to Gunderson from March. Gunderson going to push it up, and Griffith's going to slow it down. Gunderson, right, left side, Miranda between the circles. Miranda fading to the right, on the right wing. March has it down low, and he travels with it. March traveling with the ball. Turnover is not what Sandpoint needs to do right now if they want to control this ball game. Ball is being harassed, taken away by Miranda. Chris has it. Miranda intercepts it. Miranda quickly up to Gunderson. Tapped, controlled into the corner by Chris. Ball handling is very good for Togiak as they keep it out of the hands of Sandpoint into the corner. He thought about it for a half a second, but no one was there for Kylan to pass it to, and it's a turnover. Griffith's going to go to the baseline. Not going to happen as Landon gets an easy defensive rebound. Landon pushing it up. Andrew has it not hard enough. Miranda controls it for Sandpoint. Andrew doing a lot of pushing against Miranda, but I believe, they are going to give it to Andrew, and that is Andrew's fourth personal foul. Andrew's going to sit on the bench for a little while. Colby is coming in for Togiak. Griffith sits down. Tripp is into the ball game for Sandpoint. Miranda out between the circles. March, Gunderson, Miranda out top. Gunderson travels with the ball. Oh, 3 seconds. 3 second violation on Sandpoint. That's about the easiest problem to remedy. As Landon is in the corner, we got a pushing by Pank, but Gunderson comes up with a loose ball for Sandpoint. Gunderson into the lane. And Gunderson's going to go to the free throw line. And second personal on Kobe of Togiak. Five team fouls by Togiak and one for Sandpoint. And the first one by Gunderson is good. He's got 4 points on the game. Gunderson at the line for the second one. And it's off the front. Follows his shot off the glass. Not there. March has the rebound. March has better get out of there. He's got to get out of there. 3 second violation. Not going right into the hands of Landon is Miranda's pass. Tripp has the rebound. March controls. Miranda's got the dribble. Long pass. Oh, he steps on the baseline when he came down with it, but that was not something that Sandpoint coach wants to see. Tripp sits down and Ashton comes in for Sandpoint as they have a 4 point advantage. Pank cross court pass to Kylan. Kylan backs up a little bit into the corner to Landon. Landon up to the right wing. Pank has it. Dribbles off of his left hip. Chris has it. Back to Pank with a three-pointer off the glass. Miranda quickly with a rebound and down, going up and gives it to March. March taking it, not going to take it. Smith is going to have it. Smith is going to go back up again and foul in the act of shooting. Can't see the, my guess is on Kobe. We'll see what the scorebook, scorekeeper puts up there. That's third personal on Kobe. And on the bench, we have Andrew sitting way down on the end with a lot of personal fouls. Four to be exact. Nip hits the first one. I think he backed up about 6 inches from that free throw line because he just likes to lean into that free throw instead of going up. He leans into it and has got a couple of violations. Two free throws for Smith from the line, and he's got nine. And it's 27-33, a six-point advantage by Sam Point. March steps right in front. Gunderson has it up on the right side and in for two on that easy layup. And a timeout is called. Where is Gunderson? He's got 6 points. Sam Point just picks you up right at half court, and if you go to the sideline, you're battling not only two Sam Point defenders, but the sideline as well. So you don't want to go to the sideline, and Sam Point just invites you to go to that sideline, and more teams will take that invitation and apply it and get stuck on the corner. Fortunately for Togiak, they have a good ball handler in Chris and Landon, and Pank comes in there for some good support as well. 27-35 is our score at the 1:33 mark of the third quarter. The winner advances to play against the Studiohawk at 11:30 tomorrow, and the loser will be watching from the Leachers. Chris inbounds to Landon as we begin play, getting across the center line. Finally bounces off of Smith's leg. Gunderson makes that Griffith with a pickup, an attempt. Gunderson with the offensive rebound, and ball is on the floor. That is Landon going down hard. It's white ball. Didn't see a violation. Marches down the baseline. Smith. Smith pops the six-footer. Not there. Outlet pass. Oh. And is that going to be a foul on anybody? Or just the glasses came off of Luckuk? No, Kylan. Who was in there for Togiak. That ball hits you in the square in the face, and that leaves a red mark or two. Landon goes around the corner, and a shot, three-point land by a rebound by Smith. Gunderson goes end-to-end, puts one up. He's got his 8 points from that right baseline, about 10 foot out. Landon is stopped on that sideline. Pank has it up near the center circle, loses it. Pank going to knock it out of bounds as Griffith tried to lob it over Pank, but Pank was there to tap it out. 32 seconds in the third quarter, 27-37. But again, Togiak can come from 15, 20 point down to make it a game. Miranda give and go. Smith has it. It's tapped on the first attempt. Second attempt, not going to go in as well. Kobe with the rebound. Pank, make that Kylan. Chris up and in on that right side. Chris with a nice lay-in. Didn't have to put it down for a dribble. Gunderson, Miranda. Gunderson going to have a three. Not there. Miranda make that march. Tried to act like he got hacked as the buzzer went off. Smith leads scoring for Sam Point with 9 points. Griffith with 8. Miranda has 4 points, but doing a lot of ball handling. Gunderson with 8 points. March with 4. Tripp with 4. That's the scoring for Sam Point. For Togiak, a third quarter score, end of the third quarter, is 29 for Togiak and 37 for Sam Point. Togiak is led by Andrew, and he's got 4 personal fouls. He's got 8 points. Kobe with 2, 5 by Kalen, 6 by Chris, 4 by Landon. In that third quarter, 9 points by Togiak. They came up within 1 point, actually took the lead, I believe, for a moment or two, and 16 points by Sand Point in that third quarter. And we've got fourth quarter action coming up. 29-37. We got 8 minutes to play, and it is white ball right in front of us. Sam Point has Griffith, March, Gunderson, Miranda, and Smith out there. For Togiak, we have Kylan, Chris, Landon, Kobe, and Tank. Miranda has it between the circles. Gunderson, March in the corner. Griffith, high post, left side. Shot is off the mark. March has the rebound. Miranda has a 3-point attempt. Griffith with the nice offensive rebound. Miranda saying, give me a pick on the right side. March has it low post from Griffith. March back up to Miranda. Smith at the high post on the left side. Gunderson going to take it out and run some time off the clock. Advances. Miranda with a 3 off the mark. Gunderson tips it to Griffith. Griffith controls it to Miranda. Gunderson with the ball high, brings it down, passes to Miranda. Ball is up by Smith. Left side, not there. Chris trying to get it across court to Pank. Miranda is there. Nice pass along the baseline to Pank. Ball is off the mark. Gunderson thought he had it, but it is controlled by Landon for a 3. Miranda has it. Lob passes it out to Griffith, and ball is off the front on that quick outlet. Landon having trouble along that sideline, and it will be on March as he was coming through. March with 1 personal, 16 fouls on Togiak, and 2 on Sam Point. We have number 44 in there, Fania, and Fania takes it out of the hands of Landon. And it will be Sam Point ball. Miranda getting the inbound, and he travels with it. As he comes to stopping, and again, that sideline is where Togiak wants it to be. Pank with the inbound, Landon in the corner, stepping on, nope. Gunderson will have the foul assessed to him, and it's 3 team fouls for Sam Point, that is. Kylan has issues. Griffith barely gets it up to Gunderson. Gunderson going to go under the basket, and Gunderson has his 10th point, and it's a 10-point lead for Sam Point. Kobe into the corner to Landon for a 3 right side. Not going to be there. Long pass up to Griffith. Griffith dribbles it off of his foot. Can't help that. Pank has it left side. Shots off the heel of the rim. Chris is there for an attempt. Kobe there to slow things down for Togiak. Miranda smacked a quick shot of a pass to Smith, and Togiak has an easy layup on the other end. That was Chris with his 8 points in the game, and it's an 8-point ball game. Gunderson going up against Chris for Togiak. Miranda left side, give and go, and we got Gunderson on the left side for his 12th point as he went down the sideline of the lane. We have Kylan, Kobe over to Chris. Chris, Kylan gets the ball taken out of his hand. Gunderson right there to Griffith, and Gunderson comes. Oh, that should have been an defensive intentional foul there on Pank. He gets away with that one. Pank's going to try it again. Gunderson up to Bonilla. Miranda has it. Smith in the left corner. Miranda looking for some down. Smith goes for his own offensive rebound, and Kobe with a push. So Kobe walking to the other end. I didn't see if they're not calling it intentional, but Kobe is down there protecting defense as Smith is at the line. It's a 10-point ball game at the 4:17 mark. The ball goes in there for Smith, but Smith cannot stay on his side of the line from that free throw line. Coach goes over and gives Fania, number 44, a couple of quick slaps to the chest and says he does a nice job. That gentleman, Fania, has a nice goatee going. That's all I got to say. Second shot by Smith is good. He's got 11, and it's a 12-point ball game for Togiak. Nice high shot. Is kept in play by Gunderson as Togiak took that high shot. Miranda has Gunderson down on the baseline, and he travels with the ball. On the run out, he travels with the ball. It'll be Togiak trying to stay back in this game, 31-43. We have Chris on the right corner. Right wing has Landon. And we got Smith with a hack from behind. Well-conditioned team from Sam Point as they are just moving the ball up and down the court. And Togiak is well-conditioned as well as they move just as fast. Landon looking at a three, hits it. Landon with only his 7th point of the ball game. And it is a 9-point lead now. Miranda has 3:25 to work with. That's a travel as Tripp goes around Kobe. And I would say maybe 5 out of 5 on the court for Sam Point have an issue with doing a whole lot of traveling. Up court pass to Gunderson from Miranda makes it look very easy as Gunderson has 14 points. Half timeout by Togiak. Again, the winner of this game goes up against New Studiohawk tomorrow at 11:30. You'll probably be able to see that online. However, it is a long distance from the camera to the other end of the court. And it gets hard to see, but they do have, I believe, some live sound on that camera. So we will have a little bit tomorrow afternoon. We'll have live coverage of the evening games. They start at or around 6 o'clock tomorrow, I believe. And at 7:30, Landon has the inbound for Togiak. Chris and team have 3 minutes to play with. Landon on the left wing, up out to Kylan. Kylan to Kobe. Kobe on the left wing, about a 3-4 half a second. Landon now working the right side. We'll put one up a little on the short side. Gunderson up to Griffith. Griffith can't hit that one on the left side. He's missed some chip shots, about three or four of them. Kylan slowed down. Andrew is back into the ball game for Togiak. And the ball for Andrew is handled not well. Smith with the rebound. March out to Tripp. Tripp with a jump throw. March back to Griffith. Timeout. Those boys out there for Sandpoint looked like they were having a tough time organizing, so the coach calls timeout. 34-45 at the 2 minute mark. That is an 11 point advantage for the Eagles from Sandpoint. And again, I can't say enough of the conditioning that both these teams have as they have just run up and down the court all evening long. And Togiak, this is their second game, and they don't even look like they've even played one game, let alone two. The conditioning that they are in, they're taking the difficult route as they work themselves through the loser's bracket. They defeated Manicotic earlier today. No scores because haven't been able to get over to the scorebook to see what's going on. And we just got a lot of static, and we're still on the line, so we're good to go. Griffith, Miranda's out there along with March and Smith. Gunderson out there, I may have mentioned the same player twice. Smith, Miranda, 6-foot shot from the left baseline, goes in. Miranda's with his 6th point of the ball game. Landon to the left wing. Landon advances, behind the back dribble. Chris has a shot, 15 foot out, hits it. Chris's 10th point of the game. And we have a turnover on the inbound for Sandpoint. An 11-point advantage at the 135 mark. Kylan has it up between the circles. Advances to Andrew. Andrew in the middle. Ball goes around and in for Andrew. And he's got 10 points on the game. And it's a 9-point ball game. Gunderson is intercepted by Andrew. And Andrew's shot off the front. Chris puts it up and in. From that left side, Chris has got 12, and it's a 7-point game at the 107 mark. And Gunderson's going to slow it down. Miranda has Chris up on there. He's got 5 seconds to get moving over to Griffith. Griffith on the far side. Miranda advances it now. Tip. Miranda shoots right in the middle of the lane. Miranda coming and doubling his score. He's got 8 now at the 40-second mark. Landon, again, is in that corner. And who are they going to call it on? Blue ball on the side. And Miranda has to find out the hard way from the referee that it's on him. And 3 personal fouls on Miranda, so he's doing good. In ball, Kylan to Andrew for a long 3-point shot that's not there, and March goes directly to the corner. You gotta turn around and look for the outlet, and it looks like March will be traveling to the other side with the clock stop at 29 seconds. Tripp will come in. Griffith's going to sit down. Griffith might be on the bench for the last 37 seconds of the game. He's got 8 points. Holding his left hand like maybe he got scratched pretty good. March shot from the free throw line. Gets a good scream from the bench. Looks like Bonilla is going to go back in for an Ashton for Sandpoint. March lets Andrew go by. Gunderson. Was that a 3-second violation on somebody? Tip will sit down. Tip has 4 points on the game. And we got 25 seconds on the clock. And Kylan decides that he's going to advance it, gives it over to Landon. Landon had that with two. And a timeout. A timeout at 14 seconds. And the Togiak is down by 8, 42 to 50. Are you going to keep the starters in there for some odd reason? Bonilla is going to come in for Sandpoint. Again, I believe that's how you pronounce his name, Bonilla. Number 44. He has had some playing time. Did a nice steal earlier in the game. 42 to 50, 10-point leads. I don't want to put them down in the book anytime soon because Togiak is a fast, hot team. A couple of three-pointers, and they're back in it, but they'd have to be very fast. And you get a three-pointer, get a foul in the process. That's four. But it is a 10-point ball game, and everybody's coming up. Standing on the free throw line. Everyone's at about the free throw line. Miranda gets the inbound, throws it across court, and Gunderson is on the floor like he tried to stop. Gunderson says, I was going for the end zone. 11.1 seconds. Miranda was on the right side here. He threw it across the court after the ball was in play, and it went out of bounds on the far side. So it should be inbounded exactly where they are. Miranda doing a hop, skip, and a jump. Landon quickly with a three. Yes, he hits it. Landon with 12, and Gunderson up to Smith, and Landon pulls Smith to a stop, and at 5.1 seconds, Smith, the hardest free throw shooter you've seen in a long time, gets an intentional foul on him and an easy trip to the free throw line. He has a tendency to step on the line. I think he's made a couple of adjustments as Smith 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. His last 5 points have been from the free throw line. Second shot is good as well. 6 points from the free throw line. 6 of 13 have come from the free throw line, and Sandpoint will get the ball as well. 45-52 with 5 ticks on the scoreboard. Bonilla gets a three. Oh, everyone wanted that one. March has it. End of the ball game has the Sandpoint Eagles winning the game 52-45. 15 points in that fourth quarter for the Eagles, and we had 16 points by Togiak. So again, Togiak can come from behind to give you a good ball game. So we will put Sandpoint in the advancing side of the loser's bracket. Again, Sandpoint will be playing New Studio Hawk tomorrow at 11:30 to advance in the loser's bracket. So we'll take a look at the team from Togiak. They were led by two players, Chris, number 22, with 12, and Landon, hitting that three-pointer at the end of the ball game, had 12 as well. Andrew, with a little bit of foul trouble, had 10 points. Andrew was sitting on the bench quite some time in that fourth quarter with four personal fouls, and Kylan with five, and two by Kobe. For the victorious Sandpoint Eagles, they were led by Gunderson with 14 points, Smith with 13 points, eight by Griffith. Miranda had 8 points, four in the first half and four in the second half. 5 points by March. Tripp had 4 points. Again, the Sandpoint Eagles advance in the loser's bracket, defeating the Togiak Huskies by a score of 45-52. It's been a pleasure. We will have, who will we have tomorrow night at about 6 o'clock and 7:30 live coverage here of our regional tournament? We'll see if Sandpoint can advance tomorrow morning, either against Bristol Bay or Alignagig. Those two teams, if Sandpoint advances, will be their opponent. So we'll give it back to the studios. And again, our final score, Togiak falls to Sandpoint by a score of 45-52. Have a good night.